You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Welcome to Bras, Bitches, and Balls, and as always, I'm Nick. Lisa's here, having had a run-in with a patrol supervisor, apparently. And today we have
making that sound way cooler than
Carrie from Goods, and here's Lee.
Hi, thanks for tuning in again. That's awesome. Good to see you guys. And yeah, my friend Carrie is here. She has Goods, and you can find her at
GoodsDetroit.com.
There you go. We'll talk about what she does and why you want to go and see her stuff shortly. But yeah, welcome to January of 2018.
Mid-January.
It's almost the end.
We were sitting here. It's cold still, right? And I saw like just a few little cute snowflakes going by. So it just wants to remind us that we're still in Michigan. Yeah. But it's not really acting all angry like it was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it's, well, went from like, what, negatives to 40 to 29, which probably is why I'm stuffy. And
Yeah, but you kind of sound sexy. Talk to me some more, Lisa.
My sister has like the phone sex voice. She's like, yeah, somebody wanted me to like sell vacuums one time. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not doing any kind of selling because it's, she's got like
a little too creepy.
Sultry voice all the time.
Yeah, no, she does.
I had that yesterday. I had like a time sensitive thing, and I called up the office of the person, and they were like, "Oh, I'm going to interrupt you. I love your voice. Hang on." And then she put me on speaker, so the rest of the office could hear me talking.
You're like, can we do this after?
Could we maybe? I'm pleased. Thank you, but we need
I appreciate your appreciation.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about some stuff I did this weekend first.
Okay.
Before I get into the bras, because, I mean, I love the bra that I brought.
I do, too.
I know. I can't remember if I brought it before, but I don't care because I love it.
I didn't see the bra.
You might have in a different color.
I think you
color.
Might have, but it's
well, it just
pretty.
Keeps coming out. It's fantastic in the red. And anyway, okay, so that's a tease. But I went skiing this weekend.
Nice.
Do you guys ski?
I've never skied.
You've never skied?
Cross country in gym class.
What about the kids? Have they ever skied?
No.
Oh, it's time. It is so time. So I went to this place in Gaylord called Otsego. And Otsego used to be a private club. So to go there, you had to be invited by a member or they had to have like a special weekend. And we used to go with my kids' school. So it would be the third weekend or whatever it was in January. And we'd go with another family. So it was supposed to be closed, like no more skiing, done, right? I was really sad because I liked it. It's a very old-timey feel to it. If you've ever watched the first Pink Panther, where it's David Niven is the main guy and not Peter Sellers.
Right.
Peter Sellers is there and he's really funny, but it's so it's, unlike any other Pink Panther. But that's what it reminds me of, that that ski resort, which is set in Italy there, right? But this is in Gaylord, Michigan. So they opened it up to the public. A new company bought it. It's totally open to the public. You don't have to be a member. But they did it so late that they didn't have time to really boost it out there for the season. So on Sunday, it was just us and two other families.
Wow.
Nice.
My group and two other groups for the whole place, right? So we skied Saturday, and I was just going to snowshoe because that's all I did. Because one time when I skied, I broke myself badly.
Broke yes.
Yeah. Which I hear is the thumb injury you had is a very common skier's injury.
It is. So, and you can't even see, look at the scar, you can't
Wait,
even
that
see
was
it.
A few years ago, right?
That was 2 years ago. Yeah, 2015. January 2015. Is that what I told you earlier?
Did it was January 2015. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've been snowshoeing ever since. Yeah. And this time, one of the instructors said, "No, no, no! Come on, tell her to get on the skis with me. I'll show her some ropes." And he was really calming, right? So he had this really great voice. I went ahead and got the skis and got out there. I was like, "Fine, Bob. What?
God,
I'm done,
Bob."
And he's really, really nice, but and really calm, almost to the creepy part. Point, you know what I mean?
Like, what are you on?
Right. I was like, okay, I'll go with you, Bob. You know, it kind of reminded
me
of how.
Go to this little chalet.
Right. I like that van with the windows in it, Bob.
Yeah. So
is that where the après ski is?
And you realize, you know, you're on this mountain by yourself
not
with a guy that you don't know who it is, and there's really not that many people out here.
I think there's got to be a
murder control
rule against that.
Because I'm on skis.
Yeah.
Well, by the end of the day, I was actually skiing. Like thinking, hey, speed looks like fun. I used to ride motorcycles. I can do skis. And I was actually skiing. And on Sunday, I couldn't stop skiing. And I was so sweaty. If my mother was listening to this podcast, which she could be, she'd be like, Lee doesn't sweat. Sweating is not part of Lee's every day. If I ever did, I was in the shower, right?
Right.
Oh, my God, there's a bead of sweat. But no, I was sweating my ass off. My hair was slicked back with it and just going to town. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Loved it. I say, go, everybody go to Gaylord. Go to Otsego this year if you can, because there's nobody else skiing on these awesome mountains. And they're really, it's not long. It's really short. You start at the top. And
so it's not that steep?
It's not that
they're
steep.
They're simple runs. There's like no blacks or
there
black
are
runs.
A couple of blacks. Yeah. There are a couple of blacks, but you can stay off
okay,
of them.
You're talking about diamonds, just to be clear.
Black diamonds, skiers.
The runs. The runs.
But
the type of
they're
run.
They're colors. They're colors. They are. Anyway, they were fun. I liked it. I enjoyed it. All right. Do you want to see what the bra of the week is?
I would love to see the bra of the week.
All right. I'll shut up.
I went geocaching.
You did?
You did. Yeah. No, you show the bra of the week. I'll just tell people. Yeah. I went geocaching while you were up skiing. Mm-hmm. And not much, though, because it was rainy and gross. It's Matilda, right?
This is Matilda by my favorite company, Elomi. Well, one of my favorite companies. I shouldn't say they're my favorite, but I do love them so much. This is
they're Matilda. The favorite this week because their bra is on this week.
Right.
I do love them this week. No, they are an amazing company, and this bra goes up into the double J's and K cups, so it really holds and supports. But it's beautiful. So you can see it's that 4-part cup, which I know I talk about a lot. And when I say 4-part cup, I mean it actually has 4 different pieces of material that have been sewn together, which means they're supporting your breasts in different directions. The material is actually pulling and supporting. And it does have this beautiful little bit of stretchy lace. It doesn't have much give to it, but it lays beautifully. It plunges down, and 4 cups that size to have a nice, beautiful plunge without having your breasts coming out. It's just a beautiful feature. So they keep coming out in this bra in many, many colors, and now we have the red, and we do have the matching panties. The other thing that's cool about this, and you guys have seen this before, is the J-hook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the J-hook on the back here can turn this into a racer back so that if you do have a problem where the straps go down your shoulders, you don't have to worry about that anymore. If you have an outfit where you want the straps out of your way, but you don't want to have a strapless, you can do that too. You can leave these with the natural configuration as well. It doesn't have to have the J-hook on it. But then you also can give your muscles a break. Change out where they're holding things. So if you're having back issues and you want to try a different type of bra, something with a J-hook could be a life, you know, a game changer for you. And then you don't have that really uncomfortable extra piece. We have the extra piece, those accessories that'll turn it into a racer back, but you don't have to use that. That can be a little uncomfortable. They're trying to make them a little bit softer, but it, you know, this is a better, in my opinion, this is a better alternative. There are some people who never use this, and I say cut it off. Just get some little metal snips and cut that puppy off if you don't use it. So, do you have any questions about this bra?
I don't have any questions. I just want to comment. Well, I think I'm going to say it right. So if not, I guess it's a question. This is a fashion color, so it will only be available until it's gone.
Right.
So perfect color for the upcoming Valentine's Day.
It is beautiful. And the other thing about these cherry reds, if you wear this cherry red under a white shirt, it does not show.
Really?
Try it out at home. I did not believe it either, and I made three different models, put on different cherry reds, and then put on different white shirts. I'm like, that's not real. And they're like, no, really, watch this. The French girls are like, no, really, hold on, let me show you. But yeah, the cherry reds, not the orangey reds, but the blue-based reds. That's what's going to not show under your white shirt.
Oh, yeah, because there's blue and a lot of white. So it's sort of, yeah.
It neutralizes it.
Yeah.
I say go with as much red as you want. Be daring with your color. Be bold. All right. Bra of the week. There you go. So do you want to hear something really extra fun that's going to be happening in the early February?
No, not at all.
Okay, no.
Now tell me.
No, we're not really about fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun for bras.
Okay. Fun for bras. Well,
it's fun for bras.
I'm fine with bra-based fun.
No, you can't come.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
So that particular company is Elomi. They also, the same salespeople, sell me Fantasy and Freya and Goddess. All right.
Okay. Goddess is your most popular.
Goddess is my most popular. I can't get the damn earphones back on. It's like I'm trying to
put them on your boobs. There.
Okay, so we're talking boobs today. So they're sending a fit specialist to me February 6th and 7th to do extra special delightful fittings. So if you want to have a fitting from someone that's not currently on my staff but is like a national trainer, come on the 6th and 7th. Preferably make an appointment, 313-288-0449. Call Busted, send me an email, send me a private message, whatever. We'll make a appointment for you to have an appointment with a special fitter. It's called a fit event. And we'll have special sales and give with purchase and all kinds of things around that day. But that's going to be for people who make their appointments.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Make your appointments.
Mm-hmm. Appointment time.
Appointment time. Something special and delightful. And, of course, we have all kinds of fun specials coming up.
Speaking of special and delightful, you have an event coming up at the end of the month in New York that you go to, right?
In February. The end of February.
At the end of February, not the end of this month.
Yes.
And who are you going to get to see there?
And I found out this was actually top secret.
Oh, can I not say it?
I don't know. We said it before. So, Marley Stackers.
Well, only our listener base will know. So
yeah, there you go. Marley Stackers is going to be there.
So Lee's going to get to meet Marley Stackers.
I'm so excited. She is an amazing designer. If you know anything about bras or you hear me talk about them, then so I should bring Marley's next week. I should bring some of her stuff.
Oh, you're personal friends with her now? You can just bring her on? Okay, cool.
Yeah, me and MD, we're good.
She is a redhead. Who does she design for?
For Marley Stackers.
Oh, her own.
Her own brand. She's
beautiful stuff.
She's Dutch. She's Dutch. You remember the real strappy stuff that I had?
Oh,
Yeah. She has some crazy, fun, funky stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's good.
So I have a couple of things to talk about, but should we talk to Carrie first since
we should.
She's here and then we can...
Nick, did you not turn your notifications off or is that me?
No. I think that might be...
Who is that? Or is that my...
It's not...
That might be you.
It's not me.
Yeah, I don't have any volume on, so...
I got nothing on me.
I'm turned off.
Cool. How do you turn Lisa off? Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
So, Carrie's a maker.
Maker.
She's a maker.
A maker of things.
A maker of things. She makes things. You want
lots of things.
You ask her, hey, I need some leggings. Okay. She can make them. She can order them. Mm-hmm. She can print things on them. She's also a graphic designer.
So Carrie, you'll do printing.
I do screen printing.
Screen printing and stuff,
embroidery.
But you also actually are a seamstress and,
yes,
and
I made
pattern maker.
I made this top.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You see this?
Kinda.
Nice.
I printed this.
Yeah.
Isn't that great? Can you see it in the thing?
from this, Jess?
My leggings.
Can you see on the thing? You can just see the legs sticking up.
Could
from,
you? Let's see.
Yep, you can.
Yeah, just about. just about.
I can't get any higher, dude. I'm too old.
Okay, so yeah.
So if you need help with designing your logo, branding, a fun T-shirt, shirt made, cardigan.
She did the embroidered little hats that we had.
The ones that you brought last week?
The beanies.
Yeah, the one that you and Luna were wearing.
I've been wearing mine around town.
She makes my vinyl signs for my doors.
Yeah. Vinyl? Oh, nice. Yeah, I was in Ann Arbor Monday for an appointment and wore the hat. And
people looked at you funny like, busted, what?
Well, there were some people looking at me and I was like, do I have food on my face? Is it the busted hat? Do I just like not fit in Ann Arbor?
The answer was yes.
Yeah, it's all of the above. And then I was leaving. I went to Zoop for lunch after my appointment. Uh-huh. And I was leaving and a gentleman said to me in French, he was looking in his 60s in French, he said, let me get the door for you. And I was like,
thank you.
I said merci, but I was like, and then I walked out and I was like, he just said that in French to me. Okay, whatever.
I didn't know you spoke French.
I have almost a minor in French, but, you know, I went to undergrad like 15 years ago and have never actually needed to use it, so can't remember a damn thing except to say I'm going to the beach and ask for a napkin.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
That's what, well, when we were over at La Boheme, Jean-Luc, I said bonjour, and he was like, oh, you speak French? I'm like, a little bit. A very little bit. And then he kind of looked at me and rolled his eyes and was like, yeah, okay, whatever.
La Boheme was good, though, right?
It was.
Yeah, that's over in West Village. It's a little... Have you been there, Carrie?
No. It's a little French cafe.
It's a little French cafe right beside Sister Pie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it new?
Ish. It was relatively
It opened
new.
Last Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So it's almost a year old. The year of love.
They have a little art gallery down in the basement. Oh, they did have a little art gallery down in the basement.
They have the hottest bathroom ever.
The warmest like toilet you have ever been in.
Yeah. I thought she was exaggerating, and I'm like, I like, you know, a warm restroom. That's cool. And went down there. I was like, oh my goodness, this is like sauna level warm. It's very warm.
All right.
Which is, it's
total relaxation. Yes. It's a great place to do that.
But yeah, they have croque madame, croque monsieur, you know, salad niçoise, things like that. So
a little cabinet French. Full of macarons.
Yes, we did. We had some beautiful little macarons. Which I was like, I almost asked for a Macron, which, I mean, I would take him if he was offered, but the French president.
Oh, yeah. I was like,
They just bring him out sitting on a toilet.
Yeah, you're like, there he is. Hi.
Hi.
He's little, so it's possible.
Hi, Emil.
I think you're too young for him.
Oh, I have more questions. I had a question.
Sorry.
No, he's younger than me. He's like in his 30s.
Yeah, but he's married.
To a 60-year-old, that's true.
Yeah,
he is married to a 60-year-old woman.
Teacher.
And she is beautiful.
See, I should have kept teaching.
You should have kept teaching.
I actually turned off I'm Hot for Teacher today by Van Halen because I did not want the questions from the backseat. What does that mean, I'm Hot for Teacher? Nothing?
Oh, you'll possibly
He can't answer the math questions. They're very difficult, so he's getting stressed out. I have more questions. So I questioned the whole patrol supervisor car thing, like who the hell cares if they're getting...
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
So I went to get gas station coffee before coming here, right across the street. And as I'm pulling out, I pull behind a police vehicle, and it says patrol supervisor. And it made me think, why do I care if you're a patrol supervisor or not? If you're going to pull me over, I don't care who you are. If you've got handcuffs and, you know, a police ID, write me a ticket.
Yeah, you're going to write me a ticket and I have to pay it.
So the other question I had was when I went and got my super sugary, not just coffee drink. I did one of those, like, the gas station cappuccino powder. It's English toffee. What the fuck with English toffee, Nick? Is that different from other toffees in some way?
And
is it, like, snobbier?
Since you have the accent, you have to answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
know. You know about crackers. You
got to
know about English toffee.
It's one of those things. I would just call it toffee.
Yeah.
I guess it's another way of like doing caramel with more vanilla in it. Maybe I don't know.
If I make toffee, it's not any less than like any different than English toffee, is it?
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually the way I got toffee in England, I mean, you can get them in the little wrappers, but you can get this stuff called Bluebird. And it comes in, like, a big cartouche-shaped thing, which is guaranteed to pull out every one of your fillings. And that's basically...
That's like a... What were those candy bars that we had, the cow...
Oh, cowtails or something.
Yes, cowtails. Yeah. No, not cowtails, but they're even chewier than that. It was like a stick of caramel with a black cow or
brown cow. Brown cow. Okay, so that
did
kind
I do that
of
with
thing.
You?
No, because we're of the same age. I figured we might have both experienced.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if somebody gave me a pickle or a piece of chocolate option, I went with the pickle. So the whole candy thing didn't become a thing for me until after I had my kid.
See, I'm more of a salt person now, but was definitely a sugar and chocolate person as a kid.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's one of those things where it's just
they're just trying to class it up.
It's kind of like the English beat.
At the coffee. Right.
They're
trying to class it up
England.
At the mobile
at the gas station.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to call it English toffee because, oh, my God, if it was Alabama toffee.
Nobody wants that.
You'd have a couple of turnip greens thrown in.
Right.
Made it with hot pepper
sauce,
some
pot which liquor.
I actually might eat.
It was made with pot liquor.
Always a great phrase.
So because we had a very creative person coming on today, last night I got inspired. I did. Because my nails look like crap and I'm doing this whole new thing where I'm trying to actually look very feminine.
I know. Okay. I noticed
did you
them.
Notice that?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's different. Do you see what I did?
You did the mat.
Did you do the mat?
I did a black French manicure with
interesting.
A matte black and then the shiny black tips.
Fancy.
Uh-huh. Right?
I really
fancy
have
goth.
To redo mine. Mine are all.
You have all different colors. I love it.
This one always comes off. Something with the left thumb.
The left thumb always comes off, or
it's my
polish?
Dominant hand. Yeah.
Oh, you're a lefty?
Yeah.
Oh.
All creatives are lefties.
I did not know that.
I will post.
Oh, I'm like, wait, no, just
give me your damn hand.
Give me your hands. I'm like, what do you want, Nick? Okay, so you have done me so many good turns. My doors always look good.
The vinyl's great.
The vinyl's easy to use. I'll use that when we're opening in our next store.
Oh, yeah.
Lisa and I have been in negotiations with a place. It's not really top secret because I talk about it a lot. That's my ticket. We had to open up a new LLC in Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Because we've got a Chicago space. Yes. We haven't totally given them money, so... I mean, it's not
or signed
in
lease
because
we need a legal entity.
So that'll be an
sign.
Excuse for me to go to Chicago so I can do your vinyl.
Yes,
and outfit you with apparel.
Yes, please. Okay. Yeah. Busted Chicago is going to be a thing. So if you have a small business or you want to do T-shirts for a small group of people, instead of having to order, 3,000
large group.
Or you can order
3,000.
You can.
Well,
but if
I've
you
done
don't
800
want to, there you
at
go.
A time. I do some school spirit wear.
And you do it out of your house now, right?
I do.
That's great.
And I'm also, I have a few events coming up, some workshops.
Ooh, tell us about those.
I'm doing a denim mending workshop.
What?
Yes. It's called Shishiko. It's an ancient style of mending, like visible mending. It's really cool. If you go to my Instagram, Good Stitch Detroit.
So like hand mending?
Yeah, so kind of like embroidery,
like a whip,
hand stitching.
So is it like a whip stitching or?
Whatever you want to do. You can get creative. So this Saturday at Kitty Deluxe in St. Clair Shores, the cute pink house on Harper, I'm doing a denim mending workshop from 4 to 6.
That's
so you bring your holy jeans or whatever you want to repair, and I'll provide the supplies, and we're going to stitch it up.
That is so cool.
So I'll be doing that in St. Clair Shores, and then I'm working on getting one set up in Wyandotte with the Downriver Council for the Arts in February. And then I'm working on getting one in Detroit set up, a date.
Cool.
So
you'll let
workshops.
Us know where that's going to be. Yeah.
And I have some screen printing classes for teens, too. Farmington Hills Recreation or the Art Council. February 11th is a teen screen printing workshop. So
that would be fun.
If you have teens or...
You just want to act like one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool.
You can go to their website and sign up for the class.
Now, I sew, but... She refers to me as a seamstress, and I'm not. I follow a pattern and go.
She made her wedding dress
from a pattern.
But still,
So That's a whole other story. But, yeah, it was very pretty, but I can't not, like, I can't make patterns or follow patterns. Lisa, you are a pattern maker?
I do.
Really? So you just tell her something that you, like, I kind of like this, and here's a picture, and I'm wondering if you can make that out of this material. And she's like, yeah, I think I can do that.
I'm working on some projects to expand goods a little bit. So beyond the printed T-shirts and sweatshirts, I'm doing some small batch sewing. So if you went to, if you go to my Instagram, you'll see some ponchos that I've made the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm working on some overalls.
What?
And some really cool, like, women's workwear.
What about the children's stuff? Are you still doing...
Oh, I do that, too.
Little children's things? Yeah. Have you gone over to a company called Little High Flyers?
I've messaged... We've gone back and forth a little
bit. With Karina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Because Little High Flyers has European high-end things.
Yes.
But I can see her taking your mending jeans workshop for the kids who get the holes. That could be kind of fun for you guys. So I'll try to...
Mm-hmm. And the class is open to adults, but, you know, 10, 12-year-olds, if they're comfortable with a needle and thread, they're welcome to come, too.
Cool.
So do you do any costume making?
I just did some kids' costume ponchos.
I'm thinking we were talking to someone about cosplay. Various festivals and cosplay and fairs. Like, do you do that kind of?
Yes. I'm actually more comfortable working with knit fabric. So there's a lot of stretchy lycra type things in cosplay and costumes. So if you have requests,
not so stretchy.
Email me.
It's not so stretchy stuff, too.
So one of the fun t-shirts that she made for us one time was for Lively's birthday. He was, I don't know, 7 or 8 years old.
That's been a few years.
It was. And just being in here and with the So it was, what's the name of this world again?
Minecraft.
This looks like Minecraft. It always looks like Minecraft to me. So he had Minecraft t-shirts made. And there's a thing in the Minecraft called a creeper. And so when you put the t-shirt on, the creeper was inside the t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's what we did when we flipped it up.
When you flip it up.
I have a t-shirt like that.
I know. You should tell her about your t-shirt.
So my t-shirt like that says, ask me about my Tyrannosaurus Rex. And then when people say, what about your Tyrannosaurus Rex? You put your elbows in it and flip it up over your head and go like this.
So that way you have little
baby
hands.
It's got a face of a Tyrannosaurus Rex printed upside down on the inside.
So dumb. We were at a festival over in Hamtramck. She wore it. It was warm, and people kept asking her. She's like, "From like, careful what you flip."
I did wear. I did wear a cami under it. So just
I've made some crazy t-shirts. So nothing is off limits, really. I'll make whatever.
Careful, how you? Nothing's off limits.
Well, that's a door that's been opened. Then,
there you go. So.
I do sew bras and panties. So.
Ooh. Okay. So I should have told the Underpinnings Museum that we were going to have Carrie on, and because they were like, hey, let me know when you're going to talk about us.
But I am wearing a bra I made, but I won't show that to you right now.
Show me later.
Yeah. So we mentioned a while back, because the Underpinnings Museum was having a history of lingerie, there's an online museum of lingerie called the Underpinnings Museum. And they... Basically, what they do is like catalog photographs of various lingerie throughout the years. Uh-huh. So, you know, what did a bra look like in 1930? And they've got stuff current day as well. So it's basically just an online museum, and they do some really interesting,
kind of like the history of.
Yeah. So the event that they did, the Twitter webinar, whatever they did, can't even remember what. All it encompassed.
It was on social media.
Yeah, it was a social media like webinar on. Okay. They had different kind of lectures about how people, like what people wore during certain time
and
periods,
why.
And how it affected sociology. You know, like how sociology affected it and things like that. It was really interesting. But I was like, we should kind of look at it and bring someone who does pattern making on.
We should look at it and actually talk about. What happened with our nipples? why all of a sudden our
Lee
nipples
has a nipple
became...
obsession because we are as Americans obsessed with nipples or hiding them.
Hiding them. Right, and why they became such evil things. Because I swear our boobs have been vilified.
That means sex.
Does it? Does that mean sex?
It's weird because if it belongs to a man, it doesn't.
And, no. You know, there used to be a time when, I mean, boobs were just worn out and you were lifted and they weren't hidden. And now it just seems like we have to hide them and we can't have nipples and we can't. You know, people.
Maybe there's some secret thing we don't know about them, like they truly can shoot lasers or something.
Maybe.
Like Austin
Powers. Maybe they can.
Situation.
Maybe the power of our boobs is beyond what I think they are. You know.
Because hey, you can be clothed as long as you like, you know, X over your nipples, right? Like you,
right.
Yeah, that apparently
you
is
put
not,
a pasty on and you're
but
good.
But as soon as your nipples show, oh, you're naked.
There has to be some history. I bet we could Google
there
it.
There are some. It's got to be based on the church. Nick, it's you know everything.
I don't know everything. I do know that you can find ads from the 70s, which are specific tops for those who are deficient in visible nipples.
Seriously?
How to yes. add visible
yeah,
nipples?
I'm trying to hide this shit for the last
20
years.
Yeah. Like,
they were
so,
like out trying to show them?
Yeah, so it's an there are a few ads, and they're basically a top, and on top, there's like a little bit of
a nipple.
I would imagine
insert.
Bakelite or something that is just sitting there so that you can get that foxy, I think is how they refer to it. Foxy stiff nipple look.
Damn, I would have been super sexy in the 70s.
See?
Hey, Jacqueline Bisset, man.
Things change, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, why?
But I think it's part of the same thing. I think it's part of the same. The female nipple is like the most devastating display.
We're terrifying. Our nipples are terrifying.
Yeah, so like in the 70s when everyone was like, rawr, you know.
Well, and they did like highlight men's junk in their tight jeans.
That's
too.
True, too.
So, and nowadays we're like, please put that away, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I love you, but your junk is not cute.
It never was. It was always like, tight shorts, bad idea.
Yeah, right.
And on roller skates.
Oh, no, you got me thinking Reno 911.
Lots of chafing.
I'm thinking, have you ever seen Reno 911?
No.
Have you seen Reno 911?
Oh, yes. I know what you're talking about.
It's an old, not super old, but a Comedy Central TV show that was like a cops, but really bad, stupid
just
cops.
Really bad.
And one of the
few crazy clips I remember.
One of the officers wore super tight short shorts and had like a handlebar mustache, mm-hmm. like 70s.
Oh, yeah. So Patrick could do that look for us.
It was basically his look.
Does
a bit shaggier
now?
Hair.
No.
Yeah.
A bit shaggier hair. And then in like UPS driver type tight shorts. And roller skates.
Like chips and shorts.
Yeah, I'm going to text you a picture of them later.
Yeah, there's a crazy clip. I'll have to find it.
Okay, I'd love to see that.
She hadn't seen Shveddy Balls until a couple weeks ago.
We were at it was a night with a lot of bourbon, and then she showed me Shveddy Balls. I was like, nice! Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, we were sitting in her neighbor's basement watching SNL clips during a party. It was
fun. It was fun. I think we should do that again over at their house because my house is still
like Tim. We're gonna need your bar.
Tim, we gotta
you can
come
be
over.
Here or not.
Yeah, we'll watch the kids. Psych. Cool. Yeah.
So I wanted to bring up a couple of social media, social kind of things going on. First of all, were you into science fiction writing, like books, reading them?
Yes.
Do you know Ursula Le Guin?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
She died.
Yeah.
She died yesterday. So I'm going to pour one out metaphorically for Ursula. I'm not going to pour my coffee on the ground. But
sorry, I already spilled something.
Right. He did it.
Nick took care of it for us. So she was 88. So, you know, long life. But still, I was sad when I saw one of the other sci-fi writers I follow on Twitter posted that
SP
she was gone. No,
Joanna put it out there too. Joanna Hastings. She's doing she's doing some really cool stuff.
I don't know her.
She is based in Ann Arbor. She models for us every once in a while, and she does great bikini modeling. She's 50s maybe. Anyway,
I don't know. She and does. I wouldn't presume to guess.
Flying Trunk Stories. That would be Look a that bad up idea. For me just to make sure
I've
got
it. It is Flying Trunk
FlyingTrunkStories.com.
I don't know about
Pretty sure it's .com. Flying Trunk Stories. Google
Joanne,
that.
Are you listening?
She has this really fantastic new service for children to help them get into books, different age groups of books. And from the way I understand it, you pick this book experience, and the story is sent to the children by mail in small clippets, and it's more like a letter being written to the child about the story, and then they get artifacts that are sent
cool.
to them, and it's
so it's kind of the combination of reading and the mystery boxes.
Yes,
And it's sort of a revival of the serial story that used to like a lot of classic novels started like that too.
Really?
Yeah, like most of Dickens. Yeah, well,
that's why his novels are so fucking long, and they don't need to be. Because they were in in.
They were in serial
pubs. Like Reader's Digest books where you'd get like
the condensed version.
Yeah,
But no, like Dickens would write
like it would be like an Atlantic Monthly.
Like 30 issues of this thing.
So you'd get like an Atlantic Monthly and there would be a chapter of Great Expectations. It wasn't Atlantic Monthly, but like that kind of a New Yorker kind of thing.
Yeah.
And there would be a portion of the story, and you would follow along every month. So that's why you would keep your subscription up, right?
Right, exactly. And like a lot of science fiction writers.
I swear they got
like
paid
Lovecraft.
By the word.
They probably did. Well, there's a you obviously have a problem with that.
I agree.
Not a fan of most of Dickens's extremely blah 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 writing.
I'm with you, and Tolstoy is who I have a hard time with. But I've finished things by him.
Yeah, I mean, A Tale of Two Cities, good. Some of the other stuff, I love Great Expectations. My favorite character in literature is Mrs. Havisham. Miss Havisham.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Okay, so Dickens' real skill was writing the macabre, and Miss Havisham is one
of
them.
I love her.
Yeah.
Do you know Miss Havisham? So she was the one who got jilted at the altar, so she's sitting in a room with a cake from the wedding that never happened, and spiders are crawling out of it.
And she just walks around. she sits around in her wedding dress. Yeah,
like 20 years later, she's still in the wedding dress, the cake's still there.
Yep. Mice are crawling out. Yeah. She's been raising a daughter to be like hateful towards everything as revenge against like the world for doing this to her.
Oh, okay.
His real skill is writing the creepy and the macabre, and people think of Dickens. People think of Dickens as
let's just call him the Dick.
Yeah. They think of him as like this, charming writer. Oh, lovely. We're going to be watching it.
Timmy.
Yes. But actually, his real skill is writing the horrifying and creepy. Like, you can actually go through most of his books, and the bits where he really comes alive are where he's describing the absolutely worst and most disgusting and horrible parts of the world.
Yeah.
He's really good at that.
Well, and he was like the whole Industrial Revolution, that's all great. It's just the amount of words he used is the problem.
Mm-hmm. So now we have some more things coming up that we really need to make sure that if anybody is going, hey, there's stuff that we need to go do in Detroit. The Glitter King, we had the producers.
February 17th. One day only.
One evening only. Do not be late. If you're late, you're not in the door. It's in Grand on the Grandy or something.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
Grand on the Grand.
Google the Glitter King and you'll find it.
Fuck.
I don't have my little computer in my hand. It's up there.
I'll Google it for you. Just keep talking.
Thank you. Okay. And you're supposed to be dressed as like a punk goth.
You don't have to, but it's less fun if you don't.
Right. Or you can go into formal wear if you want. So I have this really cool new shaggy fur thing that I'm going to be wearing. And I've got an outfit for Lisa if she'll buy her ticket.
Oh, damn it. I got to buy my ticket.
Buy your ticket. I've already bought my ticket.
It's the Grand on River.
The Grand on River.
Okay. Saturday, February 17th.
Starts at 9, but you have to be there at 8:30.
Yeah, and you're kind of part of the crowd, and you dress in either glitter punk, or high fashion.
Haute couture.
Yeah.
Or, whatever the hell you want, but those are kind
Make
of
it flashy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be fun. Be fun. It's a fun night.
So I'm really excited about that. That seems like it shouldn't be as undergrounded as it is. I want I think everybody should really put it on their radar and go and see her. She is a Bram Stoker award winner.
Mm.
Yeah, she is the lady who...
Didn't I just see SP was nominated this year?
Yes, you did. Yeah. SP Mitkowski. She did. That's a great thing. Writers are awesome. We love them.
Yep.
Writers rock. So more and more creatives.
There are three more performances of Tales from the Mitten, who our guest last week, Luna Alexander, wrote and starred in.
Luna's delightful.
Luna is delightful. And the show is great, especially if you're familiar with Michigan theater. But even if you're not, it touches some really important things about what it's like to be an actor and what it's like to be a woman and someone who isn't white in acting. It's,
what? There are not white people?
I know. It's amazing. weirdly, a lot of the voices given to people who aren't white in acting are still coming.
Still white people?
Are still coming from white people, and that's actually an important point.
Well,
you know,
it's interesting because it's similar with the disabled community. Mm-hmm. I watched NCIS because, you know, I'm 70. So NCIS New Orleans, and there's a guy in a wheelchair.
Wait, was that on last night?
I don't know. I DVR everything. But there's a NCIS New Orleans. First of all, Scott Bakula's in it. And if you remember Scott Bakula from...
Did he jump through time and stuff? Yes.
That was the best.
What was that show? He jumped through time.
And he was so Quantum hot. Leap. Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap. Okay.
And he was so hot.
Was he?
Anyway.
Was he really?
Yes,
he was. He was hot?
Yeah, he still is. But he's now the police chief of... or not the police chief.
Just as a matter of interest. Yeah. Do you like Robert Mueller? Do you find Robert Mueller kind of
the
hot?
Prosecutor?
Yeah.
No.
That's weird, because Scott Bakula kind of...
No. I think it's probably more attitude than it is like...
I'm just saying, if we do Fire and Fury, the movie,
we could be Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula could totally be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but so I loved Quantum Leap. Loved Scott Bakula. Anyway, he's like the head of the criminal investigation unit in New Orleans, and everything's surrounded by music, whatever. But there is a tech guy, computer dude, who's one of the characters
in the wheelchair,
and he is in a wheelchair. He's an African American man in a wheelchair, and I just always assumed that he was a dude who could walk, playing a guy in a wheelchair, because that's what happens, right?
Yeah.
You have people playing autistics and but they're not,
right?
Or transgender.
Yes.
You know, they're.
But is he actually?
He is actually wheelchair bound. He was in a motorcycle accident in 2001 and is paraplegic, and he actually truly is. So, yay to Hollywood for actually casting somebody
a few
who
other shows that they're actually using disabled.
Well, and I know that I've never watched the show Transparent.
Transparent.
But Jeffrey Tabor, what's his name?
Tambor.
Who is not trans, plays a gentleman who is like in his 60s and transitioning, and that had caused some uproar because they're like, there are all these trans actors, you could use a trans actor. Anyway, I found that fascinating that they actually are
very good.
Someone
so
there's two more things that we have to talk about.
Yes,
Operamoto is coming up in February,
maybe three,
maybe 18. I don't know. Okay. But Operamoto is coming up, and they're doing a double entendre. I just want to say it's stupid.
Because I speak French.
Because I speak it French. French fries. French toast.
I know what that means because I took French.
So did I, but I don't remember most of it.
Yeah. Okay, so do you know who Operamoto is?
Yes, I've done their shirts and their bags. And
that's awesome. If you ever want to put any of your... logos out there, always looking for sponsors. Mm-hmm. But they are working with Rotary for this double entendre production. And it's two short shows put together to make a nice long show. The February 20th and 21st showings are actually their dress and tech rehearsal. So instead of going on the nights that just getting tickets to these things right now are really tough. I mean, their entire last season sold out very quickly. So you can go to the dress rehearsals for $15 instead of $35 a ticket. And each ticket that's sold, $5 will go towards the local Rotary group. And the local Rotary groups right now are trying to bring in as many
waterproof gloves and boots for our homeless community that are being passed out by Southwest Solutions. Southwest Solutions, the Pathways.
Yep, they're one of them. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I just saw that they and two other nonprofits are actually providing after-hours services to the homeless until like midnight because that was a big hole.
Well, our friend Julie.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, our friend Julie, she's going to be coming on here soon in the next couple of weeks to talk about her superpowers. Mm-hmm. She and her group, there's like six people on this team, on their off hours, not during their regular hours, but on their off hours, they have been going out and helping get people in warming stations and getting them into shelters at night because they know where their clients are living. Mm-hmm. And they it started at Christmas. She was taking dinner out to people who she knew weren't going to get Christmas dinner. And she was like, oh my goodness, you are having, you have frostbite. We're going to the hospital right now to one fella. And then it happened again. And she said, we've got to start getting these people into either warming shelters or if they refuse to go, finding them boots and gloves. Mm-hmm. So they've been going out in these really very cold temperatures. And
they're usually
people.
Looking for larger sized boots.
Yeah. And they needed a size 14. Mm-hmm. And this particular client didn't want to even talk to them. Wouldn't talk to them, wouldn't take their help. Finally, they were like, what do you need? He was like, well, I need boots. You can't get me boots. I don't want to see you again. So they found him for size 14 boots. Yeah. And now he's actually help, you know, talking to them. They're getting him some help. They solve or try to eradicate homelessness. That's their mission, is to stop it instead of just treating the symptoms of it. So anyway, there you go. Plug. Mm-hmm. So Operamoto, I have put it out on our Facebook page, the link to go buy tickets. The tickets are only $15. This will sell out also. But the double entendre, one of them is called the breast.
Yes.
And
that's just an entendre.
Okay. Is it a tundra then?
Yeah.
Is it a tundra? I think this one actually is really good for the political timing of it all, which I can't speak anymore. So a woman is having children. She really is tired of the role of that you get pigeoned into as being a woman. You know, all you can do is take care of these children. All you can do is be at home and take care of the home. And she got to a point where she hated that position, that framework, the box that she was put in so much. Her breasts grow large and separate from her body and then attach to her husband. And then he becomes the nurturer and she goes out.
Did he get a uterus too? That really
functional. That would really do it, right? And so I think in the end, he does actually take on the entire role.
Have some cramps, buddy.
Yeah, there you go. That would actually work. I remember saying that to my brother one time. Grow a uterus, and then you can have an opinion, mother. So, he wanted to talk to me about who I was voting for president one time. Anyway, I digress again. So come to the show. Both of the shows are French. You'll see the links, and it'll talk about them. But Operamoto is fantastic, and they utilize local makers like Carrie at Goods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is awesome. So if I were to bring you some material that my husband bought in China that we've been talking about for a while, and he bought me another grouping of it too. Oh, yeah, I've got a lot of it. We could talk about making something awesome, right?
We could.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We just need to sit down and say, hey,
and decide
this is
what
my,
you want made.
Well, okay. I got it. Mm-hmm. In my head, I know.
Draw it out.
I will.
Start from there.
She's real. She does that.
I'll do it.
Yeah, she's awesome. You want something made, this is the lady to talk to. So how do they find you again?
GoodsDetroit.com, and both on Instagram and Facebook.
I like Goods watching Detroit. Your Instagram.
It's my fun. Personal Instagram is pretty fun, too.
I guess that's what I'm on. Oh, I'm your friend.
I think we're friends both.
I think we are
personal
too.
And business.
I love that.
Yes.
So, not to interrupt the love fest here, but another thing going on this weekend, you'll appreciate this, winter blast.
Oh, no, really?
Winter Blast is happening this weekend.
And it's going to be like 50 degrees?
And no, it's still going to be chilly.
Is it going to be cold?
It is. Oh, I think.
Maybe in the 40s one day.
Who's going to talk to Apple? Because they're the ones that warm the weather.
I'm okay with it being...
I think it's supposed to rain one
rain
day.
Is good.
Well, that's going to be a problem because there will be an ice garden.
Oh.
But this is why I said you'll do it. Not the Winter Blast Polar Plunge, which you can do for charity if you would like to do that. No. Stupid shit.
Is there dogs? Are there dogs?
No. There are two downhill hills, the Boyne Highland and Boyne Martin,
dogs one time.
Are adding. They did. They had sled dogs.
Yes.
And I follow a musher on Twitter, and she is just super cool. Anyway, there will be a bunny hill for less experienced sportsmen, and the other will be more difficult. And the admission is $3 or bring in 3 canned food items.
I want to go do that.
Mm-hmm. 26th through the 28th of January.
Nice.
Downtown.
Let's go do it.
After you come to my mending workshop.
After mending workshop.
Yes.
Nice.
With your holy jeans.
I got some. Lively.
Or
Lively
jacket.
Was wearing.
Denim jacket.
I have to, but they're not ripped. Lively was wearing his jeans to class. It was a gymnastics class. And he said all of a sudden he heard rip. And it ripped from like his waist to his knee. And I'm like, how did you do that? He was like, no, Mom, it was horrifying. I'm like, wasn't it funny? You didn't laugh? He's like, no, I was naked. I'm like, that you are far from naked.
Right.
Far from naked.
You were just showing a little skin.
He's like, but my red underwear was showing. I was like, did your junk fall out? He's like, that would have been horrifying. I would have had to
see, it could have been worse.
I'm like, so yeah, it was just your underwear, dude. Yeah. So he had to wear ski pants for the rest of the day. See, I told you it was you.
Speaking of funny, another thing that you need to check out on Twitter if you have not. Do you know David Harbour? He plays the sheriff in Stranger Things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's got a great, like, anger personality. What?
He is fantastic. You haven't watched it?
My oldest is watching it. Okay. I have not yet.
Yeah. I've only watched the first season, but I fell in love with him not because of that. This character's great. But because I follow his Twitter feed and he's just so freaking cool. So what he did is someone said, have you seen these? The trombone?
Senior picture is delightful.
Someone tweets out to him and says, how many retweets do I need to get of for David Harbour to sit with my senior pictures for me? And David Harbour was like, 2,000 and I get to hold a trombone and wear your school sweater. And he got them, so then they posted the pictures of David Harbour holding a trombone, wearing the sweater.
Yeah.
And then somebody else tweeted out, how many retweets to get David Harbour to officiate my wedding? And he's like, so many, but then I get to do X, Y, and Z. So he just tweeted out yesterday, hey guys, I'm a giver, but I need your help. Because he had tweeted to Greenpeace,
uh-huh.
How can I get on one of your ships to go dance with penguins? And Greenpeace replied and said, 100,000
retweet,
and we'll talk to the captain about getting you on the ship. He got it. So now they're like, hey, guess what? David Harbour, you can go dance with penguins with us on one of our
boats. Yeah, he's delightful.
So lovely. So now I have a crush on David.
I also love, he has a video out there somewhere of his supposed screen test to be 11. Where he's like playing the role of 11.
He wanted to be 11.
Yeah, he wanted to be 11, but it's 11.
You know, it's him or Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah, but it's 11 with extreme anger issues, and it's great.
Yeah, he's lovely. So and then when he tweeted to Greenpeace, he was like, and maybe we can teach him some of Sheriff whatever his name was dance moves. And there's a little clip of him in the sheriff's outfit doing a little.
Yeah.
you got Harbour, yeah.
Wow.
Hopper or Harbour?
Hopper.
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 Hopper. Yeah. So
does he have a first name? I'm trying to think.
Yes, he does. And he does. Say it.
But nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares. It's just Hopper. Okay. Yeah.
Dave?
So, no. I wanted to go with John. It's something generic.
Yeah, I don't think he's Eugene. Like Tony Danza, where he has to be Tony and everything. So I don't think it's David, but
Eugene.
You know what? Chuck. That sounds more in keeping with the period and also the character.
Did anyone else think that Tiny Dancer was Tony Danza growing up?
Yeah. No. Hold me close now, Tony Danza. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not like a beast of burden.
In German, in Germany, they thought All the Leaves Are Brown, that song, All the Leaves Are, yeah, was Annalisa Brown. And they kept going, so let's talk about this Annalisa. No. All the leaves are, yeah, brown.
That's trying to tell my four-year-old what the lyrics, yeah, are.
Well, actually, beast of burden, Lisa Burden.
I want to be your Lisa Burden.
That is what my sister, who is 7 years younger than me, thought the lyrics to that song were.
I've got Lively singing it now.
Super. So that's my theme song whenever I walk into a room. So, yeah. So David Harbour is making me happy because Ursula Le Guin's death is making me sad. So it's kind of all evened out. So check out his Twitter feed because it's super. The other thing I was super excited about for a hot second is I thought Pink was following our Twitter feed, but it's not really Pink.
It's not really Pink.
But it was Pink very exciting. Yeah. Pink person who's saying you're Pink because it's got Pink's picture and it's got the name Pink, but the handle is, you know, not Pink.
Right. Yeah.
It's not Pink.
It's not.
At not Pink.
Pink, really, Pink gossip.
Not really Pink.
Yeah, just kidding.
Pink more obsessed.
Of a. Yeah. More of a light red.
Nice. Pale pink.
It'd be nice if the people from Vikings would follow us. Ugh.
Yeah.
They're so fun to watch.
Hey, Vikings people. Well, I don't know who they are, so go tweet to them and they might follow us.
Oh, I do every once in a while. But it's usually as Busted Bra Shop instead of as Bras, Bitches, and Balls.
You know what? Try that, because that seems like they might be more inclined for Bras, Bitches, and Balls.
Yeah. Yeah. They could be. Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Yeah. They could be. They're fun to watch. They do good work.
Yeah.
It's only a little violent. Vikings, the History Channel. You gotta love it. All right, so we have a lot of things that we've talked about this week. There's a lot of things coming up. January is surprisingly full,
busy.
Of
stuff. Think everyone wants to jump in and start out the new year with everything.
Vigor.
Yeah,
I like that word.
I'm very excited to hear that Carrie not only puts logos on things, but makes stuff that you can.
She's a pattern.
Make patterns.
I'm
and
bringing hand skills back.
Yes, because I have a cousin who is a seamstress up north. She owns her own store, and she worked with metal too for a while. She actually, one of her works is at the Detroit Zoo.
Wow,
metal works, not fabric. My mom, I actually taught my mom to sew, but she grew up crocheting and knitting, and now she's sewing and she's making like doggy coats and things like that.
I just made a bunch of dog coats too.
Yeah, so. It's I just don't have the time to sew, but I'm not creative either. I just am like, give me a pattern and I'll follow it, you know.
Well, I know both. That you do the testing too. Don't people send you patterns to test to see how good they are?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you find? Can you be found on Etsy?
I can be.
You have a store?
I don't have active.
Are you
things.
On the? Are you on the dark web, Etsy?
I have my own shop.
Else do
on,
you make, Carrie?
I'm going to need you to pay for that in Bitcoin.
No, goodsdetroit.com has, you can buy stuff off there. I do have an Etsy shop, but it's not always active.
So here's one of the really great things that she did for me. I wanted to change my D to get away from the English D because it's, you know, this was 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I drew out this D on a cardboard box. And I took it to her. I was like, can you make this? Can put it into a form where I can utilize it for my logo? Because I can't do that. And everybody wants to give me stuff that is not what I'm asking for. It's just got a measuring tape for the D around. And then there's a brassiere in the middle of it. So it's you know, kind of like an English D, but totally not.
Right. So when
D.
you go to Chicago or somewhere else, you're not using
the D is my own D.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Busted. And it took, she was like, yeah, looked at me like I had two heads. Of course I can, you dumbass.
That's not even hard. Give me a challenge.
I know. Uh-huh. You know, like 20 minutes later, it's in my inbox. I was like, wow, that was easy. Thank you.
Just what I do.
You're great.
Thanks.
You're easy to
I like creating
with.
stay busy if my hands aren't busy making something.
Yeah. It's a good thing. And right. She runs.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not a lot. I only run if a bear is chasing me, and that's why I moved away from Northern Michigan. There are no bears. But I was going to say, it is 11 o'clock, and I hear you have places to be.
The vet and picking up a child.
They need you. So I'll tell you about the vomit spots another time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the vomit spots are a band from when I was actually young and would go and be in bars and things, and they were down in Alabama. And they are still playing. You can find the vomit spots. They are still playing. They're fantastic.
Need to get them to come here. Do Detroit?
I was going
to
say they could open the show.
Yeah,
I would love for them to come up and do that. Of course, we need a lot more money, but nice people, but really good punk rockers, just old fashioned punk rockers. So yeah, from Lower Alabama.
And yeah, I think as you're expanding and doing some more things, we'd like to hear more from you.
Yeah.
And maybe next time we can kind of look at the Underpinnings Museum first, too, and kind of talk a little bit about
the history of fashion
and
fashion revolution,
pattern making,
fashion
and
show.
Yes.
Absolutely. Fashion shows. Okay, we've got a lot more to plan, so we'll get it out there. Yeah. Thank you for listening to Bras, Bitches, and Balls. Jess is going to play the vomit spots for us one more time and take us totally out.
We'll be right back.